Welcome to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I'm Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, where we specialise in succession law, civil disputes and litigation in Queensland. If you want to safeguard your assets, navigate estate planning with confidence, or resolve legal conflicts effectively, you're in the right place. Join me each week as we break down complex legal issues into clear, practical insights, helping you protect your legacy and find solutions with certainty. So let's dive in. Welcome back to the Vicar Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I am your host, Lydia Vicar, Director of Vicar Law, and we are this week continuing on our March theme of civil and business disputes with the topic, what does your contract say about disputes? A lot of people, when they come to me, are quite surprised to discover, and I guess they're only discovering it because they didn't get proper legal advice originally, but anyway, that's a surprise to discover that there is a built-in dispute resolution regime under their contract. And it is quite common that you have to undertake that dispute resolution regime before you are able to commence litigation or a proceeding in a court. Where do I see these? Very often in commercial contracts. You will see it as if there's a dispute, you have to give written notice to the other party, and then they have to appoint someone that's going to handle the dispute. And then you have a certain amount of time, usually 5 or 10 business days, to settle the dispute. And if you can't do that, it gives the option to go to mediation, or it may end up going to court. So it's a step-by-step dispute resolution regime for your dispute. The idea of having these dispute resolution regimes in contracts is really to get the parties to try and resolve the dispute before going to court. The reality is litigation in Queensland, I assume the country, but particularly in Queensland, is really expensive. It's really expensive to start a claim if you're using legal representation, and it's really expensive to defend a claim. And that really is regardless of the level of court that you're in. And the reason is because there's a lot of court processes and procedures which you are required to undertake. For lawyers, I feel like everything just takes longer than you think. People will say to me, oh, well, the dispute's only gone on for 1 year, but there might be multiple pieces of correspondence that have happened every week in that 1 year. And as a lawyer, that means that there's a lot more for us to review to understand what is going on, what is your position, and also then for disclosure, or sometimes called discovery in the federal court, disclosure to hand those documents over. As much as we all want to go to paperless, litigation is very paper heavy. It's very document heavy. A lot of the barristers still enjoy paper copies. And quite frankly, I enjoy a paper copy. So that's why it can be really expensive. And the reason that we have these dispute resolution regimes hardwired into contracts. So as I was saying, the idea is to get the parties to resolve this dispute before going to court. So you will often see them in commercial contracts or business dispute contracts. You will definitely see them in the standard Queensland Building and Construction Commission contracts. They are definitely built in there, and the QBCC has their own legislation as well that sits aside that supports the regime. You'll also see it in business sale contracts. So if you're selling or buying a business, there's a dispute resolution clause under there. And the reason is that they just want you to undertake it before you commence litigation. Now, practically, should you be doing this by yourself, this dispute resolution regime? Usually it's all without prejudice, meaning that it can't be used against you at a later time in court proceedings. However, and if you've listened to my podcast last week, I said this, the best time to resolve your dispute is early on. You don't want to make mistakes by conceding your position or not having a good understanding of the underlying law to support your position. Really important. So my view is that you should get a solicitor involved early to get an understanding of the dispute, your position, and whether you should go down the dispute resolution course. If you do end up starting proceedings, there's a lot of overlap with the work that has already been done. I don't think it's a waste of time. However, I understand you know, cash flow is tight for everyone. So they are designed, the dispute resolution regimes, to do yourself, and they are really step by step. They're not difficult to figure out, and there's a step-by-step process that can be undertaken. So to wrap up, dispute resolution regimes are in a lot of commercial contracts, definitely in QBCC contracts and business sale agreements. They provide a quicker, private, and cost-effective, in that you don't have to go to court, way of resolving your dispute. And quite often they will incorporate alternative dispute resolution regimes, I'm lacking that word today, obviously, such as mediation. Okay. So if you have a dispute and it's around a contract, there's a breach of contract, the first thing you should be looking at is your contract. The second thing you should be doing is calling me. So you can hop on my website, www.vickerlaw.com.au, to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicker, or send me an email, which is Lydia, L-I-D-I-A, at vickerlaw.com.au. I can have a look at your contract, go through the regime, and we can figure out the best path forward for you. So thank you for listening today. We've got one more week of the Civil and Business Disputes Month, and we are going to finish it off with my view on the best way to use lawyers when you have a dispute. So until next week, have a great week. Share, like, tell people about my podcast, and otherwise I'll speak to you next week. Bye. That's a wrap for this episode of the Vicker Law Podcast, Protecting Legacies, Resolving Conflicts. I hope you found today's insights helpful in navigating your legal journey. If you're ready to take the next step in securing your legacy or finally dealing with your dispute, visit www.vickerlaw.com.au to book a free consultation with me, Lydia Vicker. You can also subscribe to our newsletter or find out more about today's topic. Your future begins now, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Until next time, I'm Lydia Vicker, signing off. The Vicker Podcast comprises general information and does not serve as a substitute for professional advice. Prior to making any legal decisions, individuals are advised to seek independent professional guidance and assess the suitability of this information for their own individual goals and objectives.